Welcome back to our daily Ramadan reminders. These are short, bite-sized pieces of information, and we hope to be with you in the coming days of this blessed month as well. Today I want to talk to you about a very important topic, and that is the rights and the position of parents in Islam. A very important topic and something that should be discussed. I want to share with you to begin with a story. There was a very famous scholar, Muhaddith in fact, very well known in his time. And on one particular morning, two of his students came to him and they said that we've seen a dream and we want you to interpret this dream for us. Now the first student, he mentioned his dream, and because this scholar was very well known for interpreting dreams as well, he said, tell me your dreams and I'll interpret it for you. So the first student, he says that in my dream I saw you, referring to his teacher, and he says, I saw you in a very happy, enlightened place, and in particular your beard was enlightened. The scholar turned around and he says that I know the meaning of this dream. Then he asked the second student and looked towards him and said, what was your dream? And the second student says that I saw exactly the same dream as the first student. And again the scholar, he said, I know the interpretation of this dream. He said, the interpretation is this, that yesterday evening I was sat with my mother. In fact, I was sat in her feet. And as I was sat in her feet, I started to serve her. I started to press her legs and her feet. And in doing so, inadvertently, my beard touched the feet of my mother. And he says that when you mentioned this dream to me today, I believe that this is a sign for me that this action of serving my mother has been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, from this reinforces for us something that perhaps we already know, that parents have a very high space, very high position in Islam, and it is upon us to serve them, to be kind to them, to make them happy, to make them smile. Remember, our parents, they give us unconditional love. These are the same parents, same mother and father who nurtured us, who brought us up, and who made us who we are today. It was the same mother and father that if we went out of their sight, even for a moment, they would come running after us. Let it not be that those same parents today, weeks go by and we don't see them. Weeks go by and they don't see our faces. Remember, there are many things in life that are replaceable. Our mobile phone, if this gets lost, we can go buy a new one. When the current contract expires, we'll sign up for another one. When our car is old and the mileage is too high, we'll go find another car that we like. But there are few things which are irreplaceable, and amongst those are our parents. When the parents have gone, when our parents are taken away, then there's no new model that will replace them. So before that time comes, especially in these blessed months of Ramadan, the days and the nights of these months, serve your parents, spend time in their company, look after them, and make them smile.